So where are we now?
We're by the stadium, but we're gonna go downtown. Bazinya bokuli, bazinya bokuli. Ah, andino. Isagagal?
When you're visiting a new city, it helps to have a guide, and here is ours.
Dejene Hodes, Ethiopian entrepreneur, I guess that'd be. I do tourism and art right now. More things coming.
Steve and I spent a morning driving around Addis with Dejene. He's in his early 20s. The median age in Africa is 19, by the way. Dejene grew up in Addis. He went to college in Boston, spent a year or so working at an investment firm before coming back here, where the financial prospects to him seem better.
Any industry that you want to look at, there's a lot of room for growth. Like in the U.S., that would be probably in a cubicle working somewhere. Right now, we're about to get to Mercato, which is our biggest market. You can find everything from literally fruits to cars to anything you want. So the individual people selling backpacks, carts, small kiosks, taxis, people negotiating. It's like crazy. The police people walking around, not really doing anything, just talking to themselves.
Donkey.
Carrying, I don't know what it's carrying actually. You know, chaos, but it's moving chaos.
Lantakono. Is it more than a mile? I mean, how big is it?
I don't know, it's huge. We would not be able to cover it by driving around.
Wait, is that somebody carrying a pile of mattresses?
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
He's carrying 10 mattresses on his head.
Walking in front of traffic, we might
add. Oh, he just crossed 5, 6 lanes of traffic.
That's the life of a Mercado.
For visitors like us, it's tempting to notice the poverty first. Piles of rubble and broken sidewalks. People selling stuff out of strollers and wheelbarrows or tarps on the ground. Children begging. You could label this, as the UN and the World Bank did for decades, underdevelopment, or you could think of the street as a story, a text. But maybe you just don't know how to read.
Especially understand like how the interactions, who's buying, who's selling, everything. It's pretty cool to come. I usually come on like Sundays sometimes to take pictures and tell small stories for posting on social media.
What kind of small stories? What's an example?
Even just the shoeshine boys. A lot of them, I mean, they live at home and they're trying to support their families. Every time I get my shoeshine and stuff, I try to ask them, how long have you been doing it? Where is your family and stuff? And usually it's like, oh, I'm doing this school off period so I can pay for uniform because parents can't afford it, or I can pay for schooling. I mean, the stories are just as varied to people who don't have family in Addis. They just came here thinking, you know, Addis, they can do anything. It's kind of like people from around the world saying, you know, I want to go to America and I can be anything. Coming to Addis for people in the village is a big deal, and then they can't find support, and then also it's a city, so it's life is harsh, and then they end up doing whatever they can. Somebody will buy them the kit for the shoeshine, and then they start doing that.
How much can they make as shoeshine boys?
They can make a living, a few dollars a day. There's a few kids around my house that I used to watch. They've done well. They do a community, like, together. There's like 10 of them. Now they've got like a small car and stuff. Like, so they're innovating together, which is pretty cool. Now they've become like, you know, taxi drivers, and they're moving up. Okay, so we're going towards the old stuff. What are you doing now?